Unit 13. You will hear a journalist talking on the radio about adults in their 20s and 30s who still live with their parents. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Hello and welcome to the programme. This morning we're going to discuss boomerang kids, adults that stay at home or return after university to live with their parents until they're in their mid-20s or even their mid-30s. And here to tell us about the results of a recent survey on this subject is Sadie Andrews.
Thanks, Matt. Yes, well, the results show that the number of 18 to 24-year-olds in Europe still living at home has reached 67%. Although that figure is much lower for countries in Northern Europe. Sweden has overtaken the UK and France as the country with the fewest boomerang kids, with only 46% of this age group still living at home. As you might expect, that figure rises to over 90% for countries in Southern Europe, such as Spain and Italy, where young people have traditionally lived with their parents for longer. And despite relatively low rents, there's little change here because family relationships remain very strong.
That's very interesting. And what about outside Europe?
Yes, the survey also covered the United States, where the trend is also for people to live at home longer. Though here the reason given wasn't to do with people having to pay back huge student loans, as this is nothing new. Boomerang kids here said there was no reason for them to leave home because they got on so well with their parents. Many people reported continuing to live at home even after they got married. So there's obviously less of a generation gap than there used to be.
I can see there are advantages. Having your mum to do your washing and ironing, for example.
People interviewed for the survey didn't admit to that, even if it were true. Though I know my mum wouldn't be prepared to do my washing and ironing. In fact, the impression I get is that boomerang kids are pretty responsible people. What they seem to appreciate most is that they're not spending vast sums of money on rent and other bills, so they can put money aside for when they do leave. But of course, there are disadvantages. Interviewees report that having to tell their parents what time they'll be home or not being able to spend time at home with friends without first asking permission is a frustrating experience. And they complain that a lot of parents still think of boomerang kids as just kids.
Yes, that must be difficult. What about the parents? What do they think?
On the whole, most don't seem to mind and are willing to help their adult children out wherever possible. However, in some cases, parents find that just when they've reached the point in their lives when they have the time and the money to do whatever they want, they are held back because of their adult children's needs. On the other hand, there is evidence to show that having boomerang kids back at home does keep them young. They're more likely to be in touch with the latest ideas in fashion and watch different TV programmes. And some parents say they feel less tired because there's more going on at home. Maybe their children's friends coming in and more people to talk to.
Right. So before we hear from the listeners, what advice would you give for families in this situation?
Well, obviously, things are going to run more smoothly if everyone involved does their fair share. So it's a good idea to work out a fair contribution for bills and jobs such as shopping and washing up. However, feedback from the results of the survey suggests that deciding in advance how often they are going to eat together, if at all, and at what time, will avoid resentment building up on both sides. This causes more arguments than any other issue.
Thanks, Sadie.